Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, the irony if Trump had been elected Speaker of the House on January the 6th. That was last Friday. I got to admit, I hoped for that. I did. I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. He was successful in most of his legislation outside of stupid COVID nonsense. Cheated out of the presidency for his second term. But he would have control over Congress. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had time to recharge your batteries. Let me put it to you this way. There was not a shortage of stuff to be concerned about over the weekend. Because here's what I will guarantee you. The Democrats have plotted against you and still plot against you. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be out golfing. You could be out fishing, boating, skinny dipping in your backyard, doing chores, honeydews. Doesn't matter. Vacationing. Democrats are out to get you. Anyway, last week, multiple votes failed to get McCarthy in, and the fight became ridiculous. It became so much fun to watch. And here's the main reason why it was funny to me. Because McCarthy thought it was a foregone conclusion. This guy, since he was a knee-high to a grasshopper, said, I want to be Speaker of the House one day. I just forgot to be Speaker of the House. And he has been kissing butt and kissing babies and who knows in what order all the whole while trying to finagle his way into power. These people love their power. See, Jim Jordan didn't want it. That's why you know Jim Jordan's a good guy. Donald Trump didn't want the presidency. That's why you know he deserved it. Whether you like him or not, I'm just telling you, those are the facts. I don't have a dog in the fight. For all I can, Jim Jordan may want to run for president one day. I met Jim. He's a great guy. I'm having him come in for an event. I don't have a dog in the fight, man. You know what I care about? I care about your passion for stuff. What do you care about? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. Her daughter is dating a guy. And she says to me, Kevin, he's a nice guy. And I said, well, maybe she needs to see some of her friends that have nicer guys that, you know, that are more ambitious. She says, the problem is her friends are dating losers. But this guy, in the scheme of life, he's not a good guy. He's not ambitious. He's boring. He's 21 years old. He doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to do the things that 20-year-olds do. Now, you may be saying, Kevin, you know, what should he be doing? Going out and throwing up every weekend? No, man. He needs to be going out. When I was 21, I wanted to be in the club. When I was 51, I didn't want to be in the club because I would have been the old dude in the club. At 21, you're supposed to be clubbing. You're supposed to be out there living life and making mistakes. What I told her is this. If he won't live life now and make mistakes, he's going to make them down the road because you got to make mistakes. Anyway, we were talking about this, about passion. And I said to her, I said this to my sisters. I said it to all my female cousins. And I said it to all any woman that I gave a crap about. I said, look, the guy you like at 18, you won't like at 22. The guy you like at 22, you won't like at 25. The guy you like at 25, you probably won't like at 30. So wait till you're 30. I mean, that doesn't mean don't date. The guys don't understand what they're about. One of my friends said this. She says, Kevin, I dated a guy in high school when I was 16 years old, and it was the best thing that could have happened. She said, I had zero passion for him, but he kept me away from all the other guys that I might have had passion for who would have been bad for me. So she was lucky to find a guy who was just a nice guy. But the minute she got to college, she didn't even know who this dude was. Yo, you listening to me? You paying attention up in her? You better be. And if you got some daughters, let them listen to this. This is a program for everybody. Everybody up in here going to learn something today. Everybody's singing the blues. You can't leave it till you sing the blues. So anyway, passion. What do we want? We want people that have passion. I have a dry cleaner that when you show him a stain, he's like, oh, let me look at this. What you do? What you eat? I think it's ketchup. Ketchup, dip him. Ketchup or barbecue sauce? There's a difference, Kevin. I go, not with ketchup. And he analyzes it. And he puts a little tag on it to show, you know, this is what I'm going to look at later. And I don't know whether does he go and get the JAMA? Does he go get the Journal of American Medical Association and look at my spot and figure out what he's going to do with it? And surgically remove it? I don't know. But I love that little Asian man says, Kevin, what you eat? What you do? Where were you? He's analyzing like Columbo. He already knows the culprit. He just wants me to make some guesses. Love my Asian for dry cleaner. Are you kidding me? It's like him. Also teach karate in back of studio. I'm just kidding. I don't know if he teaches karate. But he does. I'm not kidding. He looks at when you bring in a stain, he looks down here. If the neck of your shirt is too dark, my son with a little funky butt wore one of my shirts to prom, and it came back just dirt. The neck was dirty. And I'm like, what you do, man? Go roll around in the dirt. So I get to Mr. Kim, and he's like, someone not take shower with my shirt. I'm like, hey, the lazy man, let me come back there and do some kung fu on you. And I told him, my son wore that shirt, and I don't know if he cleaned himself, but he was sweating, and they were dancing and all that, so leave me alone. But here, back to passion. I keep going off. I don't care what it is you do. You should show passion. But the passion can't be, I'm determined to be, this is what I'm ordained to be. The passion needs to be, you've earned it. You've demonstrated that you're going to represent your clients, in the case of Mr. Kim. You're going to represent your clients to the best of your ability. You know, when I bring that stain in and he looks at it, he's like, it isn't about him, like he's going to make the dry cleaning hall of fame. He doesn't care who knows except me. When he got a stain out one time, I'm not lying, I didn't think he got it. I was like, man, I think it's ruined. I'll figure out. You tell me, what was he? I think it was wine. Man, this dude got some wine out of a favorite pair of slacks of mine, and that's what hooked me. That's what hooked me. Now, he lost some slacks one time, and they act like they didn't know. And then I said, you lost them. That's okay. 2 weeks later, they found them, called me up. And it was a whole different deal. Mr. Kim and I were on the same wavelength at that point. But he has passion. Our politicians don't have passion for us, folks. More on the speaker when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Turbo Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What we're witnessing when we think about leftism is childish behavior. It's like toddlers, dealing with those in their terrible twos. Let me just put it this way. When we are wrong as conservatives, we do the novel thing of simply admitting it. Because that's what adults do. Have you ever been told you were wrong? Because I'm going to tell you, I have. Many times. How did you react? Now, the reason I ask the question that way is because I'm going to tell you how you reacted. If you think you're right and somebody tells you you're wrong, there is a chemical reaction in your body that says, what are you talking about? It's a rise in some chemical that says, fight. I'm not wrong. Wait, you're the one who's wrong. And if you think you've got a basis in facts, you go on to explain. Well, here's the reason why you're wrong. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. And the person goes, yeah, well, your facts are wrong. Everything you've been told are wrong. And you're, and then when they give you their facts, and you find out that they're right, there's a moment that comes. Your chemicals are changing. Your chemistry is changing. As the realization begins to hit you that you're wrong, your chemistry starts to change. I'm not exaggerating this a bit. Tell me if I'm wrong. Contact me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Get a hold of me on social media at Wimkin.com. Contact. I'll tell you guys, I think I'm real Kevin Jackson on Wimkin, so connect with me. But here's the point. Your chemistry changes, and suddenly what was an escalation of fight becomes this, oh, this realization that you're wrong. And when as you become an adult, you suddenly go, oh my gosh, you're right. You're right. I've been wrong all this time. And I don't care whether it's the what candy was in the bowl and you're arguing it was Reese's and somebody goes, no, it was M&M's, or it's something significant. Now, needless to say, the chemistry can change based on the significance of the thing. In other words, it's a lot easier to admit, oh, you're right, it was M&M's versus it was Reese's, than it is about something bigger. But if you learn, and I'll use me as an example, if I were to learn that the VAERS data was up to date on WHO flu, that there were not nearly as the number of myocarditis attacks and deaths and all this stuff from it, and somebody could convince me with real data that that data is unmanipulatable, blah, 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 and I had to admit I was wrong, I would say, you know what, guys? I was wrong. I got all the I was able to look at everything, all the connective tissue, and or the connection of the dots, or follow the breadcrumbs, and I've ascertained that I've been telling you things that are not true. I would gladly come on here. I've said it about, I'll give you an example, Donald Trump. I think Trump was the best candidate for us. But every time he got on and he argued and he was just being blunt, and I thought he'd lost the debate. He won the debate. I thought that he'd lost the audience. He'd won the audience. And then he started, but as his style took on, I thought, you know what? This is exactly what we need. And then I said it. You know what? We needed this guy for this time. Immediately fell on the sword. My older brother, who could not stand Trump, he admitted months into Trump's presidency, I made a big mistake. One of my good friends, John Andrews, who used to run the Western Conservative Summit, he said, the guy who started the various think tanks around the country, there's an organization of those. He's a brilliant man, hated Trump, wrote a piece that said, you know what, I completely got it wrong. That's what adults do. When you get it wrong, you go, hey, let me tell you, I missed it, and let me explain why I want to correct my error. That's what we do. But that's not what leftists do, because they're like kids. And they, all I can say to them is, how about them vaccines? How about them vaccines? Just one more booster to flatten your pulse. Let me say it this way, folks. The PR for the death poke has taken a serious hit. You want to know what the buzzwords were for this these vaccines? Safe and effective. We've been told this now for... It's been drilled into us. Somebody puts a new medicine out. Safe and effective. Safe and effective. That's what the COVID vaccine cartel reinforced day after day, week after week, minute by minute. Watch any TV show back. Go back to 2 years. Watch any TV show. Have anything on your phone. COVID is a vaccines. Get your vaccine. Get vax. That's what they did. And even to the point where they demonized those of us who refuse to take the vaccine.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. For yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
About this, in a world of threats and tyrants and terror, you know what our biggest enemy is in America? Our fellow Americans.
But they are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
Being frustrated that there is still a percentage of the population who are not vaccinated.
I wish that he would go further to restrict the activities of the unvaccinated.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
That 25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
Well, you know, it's my rights. Okay. But I don't care.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Well, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Freedom not to follow the facts, even if your freedom kills people.
The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, are overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or pancreatitis or cancer.
Shouldn't they have to pay more into the system because they are collapsing our health system? They're the ones in the ERs.
Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court.
It's almost like it's going to be two Americas.
There it is, folks. Attacking the unvaxxed was the new couture of the time for the leftist. And now where do we find ourselves? Well, you know.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. About 10,000 people who work for Microsoft are about to learn they no longer work for Microsoft. That's about 5% of its workforce. Also word that Amazon will begin another round of layoffs starting today, as many as 18,000. Protesters in New York City are demanding that Homeland Security revoke the passport of embattled freshman Congressman George Santos.
We believe that an indictment of George Santos is not a matter of if, but a matter of when.
Because of that, Nassau County, New York legislator John LaFazen believes Santos is a flight risk. The Albuquerque, New Mexico man, accused of hiring men to shoot at the homes of some local Democrat officials, is due in court this afternoon. Solomon Pena, a failed Republican candidate for the state house, faces a long list of charges involving those shootings, in which nobody was hurt. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, it's going to be a fun new year exposing leftists. Year one after the coup, they got lucky. They rode on the coattails of Donald Trump and an amazing economy. They had trillions of dollars that they had essentially positioned to steal over WooFlu. And they had a year to enjoy all the fruits of the labors of what we set up, what we did in 2016 by making sure that Hillary Clinton would never become president. But then year two kicked in. And Joe Biden's policies of undo everything Trump did, his border policies, his inflation, his creating wars, his ruining our independence on foreign oil. And I could go on. Caught up and came to roost. And then his business destroying practices related to WooFlu. Then he shuts down this economy, enslaves an entire population, dumbs an entire population of kids, and they think, oh, the outcome's going to be good. Then the midterms come and they cheat their way into that. On the heels of the performance of Joe Biden, you want to tell me that this guy could win in the midterms? Could keep the Senate and we almost lose the House? That's ridiculous. So now where do we find ourselves? The first real look into the problems that the Democrats created and the lies that they told, front and center, folks, on January the 1st. Keep in mind, this whole time they've been gaslighting the public. This vaccine was the only way out of the pandemic. If we were to only stay in our homes and we would, quote, flatten the curve. Then they declared the emergency use authorization from the FDA. This came in mid-December of 2020 in order to cover the experimental drugs that they already knew by this time, folks, were hurting people. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Welcome to the program. 844-551-8255. And there were many whistleblowers, some of them experts like Dr. Malone and many others. I don't know, Dr. Pennyworth, and I don't know all these people, but I know there are many experts saying, what are y'all talking about? There's no scientific method around what we're doing here, and you're lying to people and you're getting them killed. And then there were those of us who rely on strictly common sense and said, wait a minute. What about all the conflicts of interest? All these people getting paid to say the wrong things. And what about the conflicts of even what they've said in the past? Fauci has been, I mean, we have clip after clip of this guy essentially refuting himself.
If you get the flu, you don't need a flu shot. Yeah, if you've already got the flu, I mean, you don't need a flu shot. Your body's already creating the antibodies against the flu. But he didn't say that about Wu Flu. You still needed it. And then they told us, well, if we could just get 50% of the population to get the vaccine, 70% of the population to get the vaccine, 90% of the population to get the vaccine. No, we really need 100% of the people to get it because in order to be effective, blah, 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 blah. So they, everything was moving. And you know what their excuse was? Well, the data was changing all the time because of what we were learning about the data. The more information we got about the data, the more that we could tell you. No, it isn't. Had nothing to do with the data. Had nothing to do with anything. It was nothing but a bunch of lies so they could give people a death poke and cull this population worldwide. That's the truth. So people begin to expose these avalanches of lies and misinformation. And deaths and disabilities skyrocketed, folks, over the last 2 years, 2021 and 2022. And while we focus on heart-related issues, understand this. Nobody from the FDA, nobody from the CDC, the NIH, or the fake news media discussed the explosion of turbo cancers from people who took the death poke. That's one of those that is very under the radar. One of our friends, Barbara, her husband was free and clear of cancer, and he got that stupid shot, and he almost died because his cancer came out of remission instantaneously. I'm not talking about it took months. Within days, this guy was back in the hospital, and she sent pictures of him. This guy went from being healthy and ambulant. I mean, he was in good shape to looking like a shell of a guy. And thank God he survived. Anyway, I spoke at length the other day about leftism. And undoubtedly, because it happened day one, the biggest story that highlights leftism was Damar Hamlin. His collapse from a heart attack during what I'm going to guess is a very important game for the NFL caused a ripple in the fabric of the Matrix. By the way, Skip Bayless, a hack of a newscaster, he made a comment like, well, they should still play the game. I mean, I don't understand. This is an important game, which I don't know one way or the other. I know this. If somebody falls, gets hurt, whatever, during other sports, they do continue to play. So I'm not blaming Bayless, but I will say this. His timing was pretty bad. He could have waited. But I don't watch football because I think it's well before that, but what drove it home for me was Kaepernick. But I don't watch a bunch of babies play a sport and then pretend that, oh, life is bad for me. I'm sorry, I just don't buy into it. So I don't know whether these games, I don't even know who the Buffalo Bills were playing, to be honest with you. But apparently it was a big game, and a lot of people watching it, it was not like a regular game, and it exposed everything that we've been talking about with Wu Flu vaccines for the last couple of years. And I want to recall the other day I read these various memes regarding Wu Flu that people put together. And mostly the memes centered around how misinformation about the virus and the vaccines became the truth. How the government and all those different three-letter agencies, the FDC, the CDC, the NIH, and then we go international, the WHO, all of them colluding together to get the world to take a shot over a virus that was killing less than 0.1% of the people. 1% if you want to throw in everybody, but mostly 0.1%. Because old people, I know this is going to sound bizarre, they die. They die in greater numbers than younger people. I know. Kevin, how do you know? Are you a statistician? Do you study death? No, not really. But I'm going to take a guess that older people die in larger numbers than younger people. Okay? So, but I do want you to check that out for yourselves. So, we got all this propaganda surrounding Wu Flu. And people are talking about it. And these memes were highlighting the nonsensical nature of this. How the misinformation became stuff that you couldn't even question. Kevin, how dare you question the number of people who actually caught the disease? Well, I question it because you say that you can have it and not even know you have it. So if that's the case, why don't we just give it a big swath and say everybody's probably had it? I mean, that's a logical thing for a person like myself that's got degrees in logic. I would say, if I don't know I had it, isn't it possible that I've had it? So even stuff like that, if you question it, oh, look at you, how dare you? So these memes focused on the lunacy. And go back and listen to the program because it was me just saying, it wasn't stuff I came up with. This was other people. And this is where I always come back to the audience and say, guys, when you think you're thinking it only for yourself and you think, oh, I might be the only one that's controversial. I don't think I'm going to keep my mouth shut. No, you're not. There's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people thinking the same things. You want to know why I know that? Because you're smart conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. That tells me all I need to know about you. So those of us who merely question what appeared to be obvious misrepresentations were declared pariahs. Even some of the people that listen to this program, Kevin, you can't go around spreading this misinformation. Hey, by the way, when are you going to contact me and say, you know what, Kev? Sorry, man. I asked you before, what does it take for you to admit you're wrong? Some of you may be listening out there and you didn't contact me. And you said, Kevin, I got to admit, I mean, I like your show and everything, but I really thought you were wrong. Why don't you admit it? I'd love to get those people and say, Kev, you're right, man. I'm one of them. Now that I'm getting all this other information, you know what? You were right. I was wrong. Where are those folks? Because I'm going to tell you, if I said something on this program and you called me out for it, I'd come on and I'd tell you I was wrong. Simple as that. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you an instance where I did exactly that. I got a note from a person and I said, you're right, I'm wrong.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Hope you're enjoying the show, folks. We're discussing vaccine lies. But keep in mind that while we're discussing vaccine lies, this situation speaks to the many other lies told by leftists. So metaphorically, you can insert anything you want. You can insert climate change. You can insert Trump is a bad guy. You can insert Joe Biden won the election. You can insert the midterms were not a red wave and all this other stuff in there. It's nothing but lies. And what the left hate the most about Damar Hamlin, boy, they want to take away his black card. They want to take his trophy back, his participation trophy. They want all of it gone because how dare he have a heart attack in the middle of one of the biggest football games apparently on the planet. I didn't know the Super Bowl was being played right now, but he's apparently, it's a big deal, and he dare to drop up from a heart attack in the middle of a big game and expose everything we've been talking about. And I'm going to recap some of that just a bit, since I bought a lot of Chinese knockoff NFL footballs to spike thanks to DeMar Hamlin. I will be spiking the football, people. There's one. Signed by Tom Brady. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And hey, I want to thank you folks for spreading the word about the show. I hope it continues. I really do. I'd love to leave this show outside the firewall so more people can listen to it. We're back on Twitter. Facebook still hasn't reinstated us because they're a bunch of putzes. But if I could get my million plus people back on Facebook and then grow at 4,000 to 5,000 a day like I was before, the question would, this conversation would be moot. So I'm depending on you. 2023 has to be the year that we make a difference. Because, as we always tend to say, the next election is the most important. Well, this one very well may be. So, I'm going to continue bringing you truth, not misinformation. And if you want to challenge me on it, here's the good news about me. You can do it anytime. Call the show. Send me a note. I mentioned a guy sent me a note. I had said something about... I use a joke about the Church of Scientology, like it's tougher to get out of than to get leaving the Church of Scientology. And he wrote me a nice note and said, Kevin, I'm in the Church of Scientology. And I've learned that many religions still go is in the Church of Scientology. And he says, you know, while I understand you may have a lot of information about it through various means, we're good people, et cetera, et cetera. And I would appreciate it if you wouldn't, you know, say anything bad about my church. And my initial response was, like anything that you get challenged on, like, what you talking about, man? I watched that Leah Remini thing and all that. And then it hit me. I don't need to argue with this guy. It is his church. It's what he believes. And I wrote him a note back, Bob, and I said, hey, Bob, you're right. I'm not going to use that reference anymore. And then they invited me to come and meet members of their organization, their church. And I found out there are Muslims, there are Catholics, there's all kinds of people that are involved in their church. And they are very nice people who are doing amazing work around the world. Helping orphans and helping, you know, widowed from wars. And the stuff they do is what blew my mind. I'm not necessarily joining the church, but the difference is I came on air and I'm doing it again to say, look, I'm not just going to blindly go, oh, well, here's what they said about Scientology, McTavish or whatever, or Tom Cruise or whomever else. There are people that believe in that religion. God bless them. And I admit it. I was wrong. I shouldn't be. And for the record, if I'm wrong about something else and you send me a note, I will admit it on the air. I have no problem doing that. So that's the difference between us and them, between adults and children. Anyway, I want to discuss this segment, how the misinformation continues. And again, we're going to weave in all these other things that are happening in the news as much as we can. Because I'll give you an example. SBF, you remember Sam Bankman-Fried, his girlfriend has apparently turned on him. But I think she may be going to prison anyway. I've been dying to talk about exercise being racist. The DOJ is stonewalling evidence against the Bidens. That's deserved of its own show. But we have all these other things that are brewing based on one incident, folks, that happened when it was almost like God said, oh. It happened on January the 1st, where a world-class athlete goes out on the football field, makes a routine hit, and drops from a heart attack. And he would have died had there not been the best of medical professionals there to keep him going. He got lucky. I saw a segment on the news regarding an update on DeMar Hamlin that blew my mind, and that's what this particular segment is dedicated to. Our broadcast, I mean. So I'm watching the news, and I normally, I watch Jeopardy, you know, then go to bed. No, I'm kidding. I watch Jeopardy, and then the next thing that comes on is local news, and I turn it off because it's propaganda. But they were going to say, give an update on Damar Hamlin, so I said, I'm going to listen. I want to see what's going on. And I wanted to make sure he hadn't died, to be honest with you. So anyway, the host says, they tease the segment. And essentially he says, what happened to Damar Hamlin the other day has brought new attention to the need for defibrillators. That was the lead before they cut to commercial break and they were going to come back and explain how he was so lucky that he had a defibrillator. And I thought to myself, wow, that's the takeaway. That is the lead of the news story. It isn't, hey folks, warning, stop taking the shot that caused this problem. And by the way, people on social media, a lot of the leftists, you don't know what happened to him. How dare you speculate? Okay, so you can speculate that it was some arrhythmia, whatever, comorbidity, give me all the different medical gobbledygook. But I can't speculate that a guy who we know took the shot. Oh, Kevin, you don't know that. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Because if he weren't vaccinated, they would have told you. It's kind of like Trump's grades. If Trump graduated from Wharton with D's, you'd know it. And let me tell you what else you'd know. You'd know if Barack Obama graduated from Harvard with A's. But you don't know, but you do know. So here we are, a guy who got vaccinated, who everybody looking, Troy Aikman, Goodell himself, all these guys go, we've never seen anything like this. Not in peewee football, all the way through pros, never seen anything like it. And nobody wants to call out the elephant in the room that you know this guy got a shot. It should be public warning number one. Hey, listen, we have seen these athletes all over the world dropping like flies. You think football players are in shape? You want to know who's in shape? Soccer players, or what they call football everywhere else except here. Those footballers are in amazing shape. And do you want to know what's happening to them? They're dropping like flies all over the world. Why? Vaccinated. So these guys are, thank God for the defibrillators. Who? Yeah, every household should have a defibrillator. No, not a warning, not a, you know, listen, speculate. There are many people out there speculating on did Damar Hamlin get the vaccine. And we want to issue a warning. Let's not push the vaccines for right now, blah, blah, blah. They're not doing any of that. In fact, over Christmas, you want to know what this feckless, brain-dead moron of a president said? Be sure to go out and get that vaccine. And then Dr. Jill, you know, because she's a doctor, she says, yeah, go get your COVID shots. And then the very first day of the new year, boom. COVID vaccine holdout, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and at least one other Buffalo Bills receiver were ostracized for not getting the shot. And NBC Sports declared the NFL players and players unions should disclose the full list of unvaccinated players. This happened in August of 2021. They wanted to put them on Front Street. These are the people that are a danger to the other players. They're not vaccinated. I played the clip earlier of all the people that are saying, if you didn't get vaccinated, you're walking, you know, they made us all demons, right? How dare you put your health above the health of the people who are vaccinated? And one of the memes was, well, listen, if you got vaccinated, why are you worried about me? Oh, that's right, because it doesn't work. I remember. Look, folks, viruses don't cause cardiac arrest like that. And football is a contact sport where no hit has caused a heart attack. But here's what we do know. Vaccines causes well-conditioned athletes to have heart attacks or drop dead.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.